This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The crime du jour in this day and age, if that's not redundant somehow, is often of the cyber variety. Hackers get a hold of credit card numbers and bank accounts and then siphon off other people's money. Easy peasy, right? But what about good old-fashioned stick-em-up bank robberies? Whatever happened to them? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith went in search of the answer.
You've got to admit, there's something fascinating and exciting about bank robberies, which is probably why they show up in the movies a lot more than, say, check fraud.
Everybody freeze!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, we are in fact robbing your bank.
That's Point Break, the 1990s cult classic about a gang of surfer bank robbers. Since then, the number of bank robberies has dropped by almost half to just over 5,000 a year.
There's still a huge number of bank robberies any way you look at it.
Retired FBI agent Jeff Lanza says every day the banks are open, about 20 are robbed, though it's not like Point Break.
The majority of bank robberies go like this. Someone comes in, passes a note to the teller. They say they have a weapon. Maybe they have a weapon. Maybe they don't. And they get money from one teller drawer, and then they leave the bank.
I had a note that indicated that I was armed, and my hand was inside of my jacket as though I was holding a gun.
That's convicted bank robber Ted Nellis. When he hit his first bank, he was a 19-year-old pool hustler who'd just gone broke.
I said to a gentleman, half-jokingly, why don't we just rob a bank? He said, sure, let's do it.
The two men robbed a bank in Calgary, Canada, strolled out into the street crowd, and 10 minutes later, boarded a bus out of town.
This was just incredible that I could do this and pull it off so easily and make a fairly decent chunk of change for 30 seconds to 60 seconds work.
Nellis and his partner each bagged about $4,000, and they got away. About 70% of bank robbers get caught the first time. Those who don't almost always go back for more.
Blew a lot of money on partying and whatnot. And anyway, we were broke again in, you know, like 10 weeks and began looking for another bank.
Nellis picked the bank his parents used and hid out in their home after the robbery. But Nellis's mom came home early from work, saw the men and the cash, and ran outside to tell the police. Nellis was sentenced to 5 years in prison. That was back in the 70s. These days, robbing banks is kind of old-fashioned, says the FBI's Jeff Lanza.
Bank robberies, the ones that are taking place now, are a crime for the less skilled who are not smart enough to commit identity theft or file false tax returns.
Criminals take in around $2 billion a year in check and debit fraud. Bank robberies net less than $30 million. Not only are traditional bank robberies less lucrative, they're also riskier. Bank robbers are prone to making mistakes, like leaving fingerprints or bragging about the crime, says Sheriff Dale Radcliffe of York County, Nebraska.
A lot of them, after a while, they'll want to start bragging. They'll tell somebody.
Or everybody. A female bank robber Radcliffe was tracking last year posted a video of herself on YouTube, holding up a written note that she'd just robbed a bank and waving around a stack of $6,000 in cash.
Pictures of herself with the money and a video of her out on the web, and that made our job real easy.
Ted Nellis told his story in a memoir, Journey to Redemption. Since leaving prison more than 30 years ago, Nellis has started a successful cleaning business and works as a licensed minister and public speaker. He says it's hard to think back on his criminal days, though the skills sometimes still come in handy.
If I can walk into a bank and rob it in broad daylight, I can stand up in front of a group of people and talk.
Nellis says he's grateful his mom turned him in. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.